The future looks very dark indeed for infamous telephone psychic Miss Cleo, whose over-the-top television infomercials were hard to avoid a couple of years back.
The relationship that he got out of, you see it right here, King of Swords, police have to come, she wouldn't leave the house.
I can't believe you know that.
You don't know how much good you do for so many people.
Sweetness, you give me goosebumps, thank you. You can get your reading for only 99 cents a minute while this offer lasts.
The operators of the Miss Cleo Psychic Hotline, two companies based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, have settled a multi-million-dollar fraud lawsuit with the Federal Trade Commission.
Without admitting guilt, Access Resource Services and Psychic Readers Network agreed to shutter their soothsaying operation and pay the government a $5 million fine. They also agreed to stop trying to collect $500 million in unpaid customer bills. Over the years, the companies are said to have taken in more than $1 billion for psychic readings and other services.
Howard Beals is director of the FTC's Consumer Protection Bureau. He says Miss Cleo's ads and infomercial tricked the psychically curious into thinking they were getting readings for free. He offered a prediction of his own.
I'm no psychic, but I can foresee this. If you make deceptive claims, there will be an FTC action in your future.
Howard Beals of the FTC commenting on the settlement today of a multi-million-dollar fraud lawsuit against the promoters of telephone psychic Miss Cleo.